This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure that aims to improve safety in assisted living facilities has a first hearing at the state capitol today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would allow the state to increase penalties for assisted living homes if a resident is mistreated and injured. It would also require the state to revoke that facility's license or not renew it if mistreatment causes an injury. The state would adopt new rules for training and education and fines for not meeting the minimum standards by 2024. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A Colorado doctor at National Jewish Health is teaming up with a black couple from Arkansas to develop a tool for people to self-screen for cystic fibrosis. Michelle Wright's husband, Terry, was diagnosed after 17 years of health problems because the lung disease was once thought to be found only in white patients.
It's a checklist, and if they have those symptoms, then we are encouraging them not to assume you don't have cystic fibrosis.
Symptoms of cystic fibrosis are coughing and wheezing and digestive issues. Many Colorado ski areas are wrapping up their season with a splash. CPR Stina Sieg says the tradition of pond skimming is back after disappearing during the pandemic.
At Powderhorn Mountain Resort on Sunday, skiers and boarders in wacky costumes sped down a slope and one by one attempted to skim across about 100 feet of murky cold water. That skier made it. But when snowboarder Raina Carver tried, she sunk with just a few feet to go.
It's fun. It's like swimming. Wintertime swimming.
Several resorts will host pond skims later this month, including Steamboat, Keystone, and Winter Park. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.